Welcome to another Business News PK podcast. You are listening me on your favorite podcast platform. From now, you can listen all news in English onwards. Some topics will remain in Urdu. Please do follow us on Instagram and can visit our blog for latest update. Links are in the description. The State Bank of Pakistan on Thursday said that in the first 2 weeks of scheme, over 700 applications from companies are being processed in the banks and DFIs that will protect jobs of more than 500,000 employees to protect country's economy from the disastrous impact of COVID-19 lockdown. The central bank has taken series of steps. The challenges of coronavirus have compelled the government to support millions of daily wages through direct supply of cash, as well as announcements of several schemes to support trade and industries. There has been significant take up in the refinancing scheme introduced by the State Bank of Pakistan, as it provides concessional loans at 3% to any company that commits to not laying off workers for the next 3 months. Representatives of Chain Store Owners Association of Pakistan raised their demands in virtual meeting with the advisor participants, including Asad Shafi, Shekhupura Textile Mills, SM Nabil, Deen Industries, Aswan Yar Farooq, Urban Brands, Rana Tariq Mehboob of Rana Trading, Royal Tech, and Wasif Sikandar Bhatt on Maria B Designs. An official statement issued after the meeting said the advisor assured all out support to the sector and asked the association come up with the workable strategy and share their input on the State Bank's of Pakistan's scheme for loans to business. It also discussed the possibility of inclusion of the retail sector in the government relief package in respect of utilities. The wholesale and retail category is one of the largest domestic commerce sectors and employs some 9.21 million people, constituting 14.92% of the total labor force. Members of the chain stores informed Razak about the organized retail sectors and highlighted the problems and challenges being faced by the MDIS COVID-19. Mr. Daud stated that the meeting was being held in connection with the role that chain store owners could play in mitigating the impact of the COVID-19, to discuss further future roadmap for the development of the sector. Thanks for listening news. This podcast was brought to you by Dawn News. Please do follow us on Instagram, your favorite podcast platforms, and share with your friends and colleagues.